Well, good evening, everyone. This is the mayor calling the meeting to order. So, could please everyone in the gallery settle down. We are starting the meeting, and I welcome everyone from the general public to the meeting. I've got a hunch that many of you are from the South Adelaide Basketball Club. So, anyway, special welcome to you, and we'll come back to the topic of basketball in a short while. But I would like to begin by acknowledging the Kaurna people, the traditional custodians of this land. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present. And I'll let everyone know that apart from items which must be treated as confidential, for example, to do with tenders, etc., the balance of the meeting, including the deputation this evening, will be available as a recording on the City of Marion website. I ask the councillors whether they foresee any item on the agenda where they might have a conflict of interest. There being none, then would someone like to confirm the minutes of the last meeting? That's moved, Councillor Taylor, seconded Councillor Singh. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously, thank you. And now we come to the communication reports. Would somebody like to move that they be received and noted? Moved, Councillor Mates, seconded Councillor Hoffman. All those in favour? Carried unanimously, thank you. Now the next item is an adjourned confidential item, and my suggestion to councillors is that rather than disrupting the flow of the meeting, it would be suitable to move that to the end of the other confidential items. So I'm seeking your permission to do that. If there are no objections, then that's what we'll do. Very good. So that means that the next item on the agenda would be a deputation from the president of the South Adelaide Basketball Club. So please come forward to the front here, and Mr. Harrison will just help you get going with the microphone. Very simple. And you have 5 minutes, and we have the general manager of the club here as well.
So I just told him.
Yep, fire away. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor Hannah, for the opportunity to address the chamber. I want to begin by expressing our heartfelt gratitude for the time and effort invested during my term as president to address the club's extraordinary demands resulting from our rapid growth over the past decade. The club outgrew the shed soon after it was built in 1965, while the additional courts constructed at Mitchell Park have provided some minor relief. It's crucial to acknowledge that it is a shared facility and we are competing for every bit of court space with other stakeholders. I came before you in February last year to advocate for a new 5-court facility. Just 1 month later, you expressed your support for this project. Now, 12 months on, we urge you to remain steadfast in making this essential facility a reality. We understand the significance and the gravity of the decision you are facing. However, the City of Marion is critically underserved, with only one basketball court for every 13,285 residents. This gap restricts access for families and athletes while causing significant logistical challenges for our basketball community. For instance, a family with multiple children playing basketball might face the daunting task of travelling to different venues scattered across the city on the same day, juggling schedules and transportation. A 5-court facility would resolve this issue, offering a central hub that is accessible and convenient for our expanding population. Basketball is the most popular team sport in Australia among ages 15 to 24 and is third for ages 5 to 14. Nationally, participation has increased to over 1.3 million players, making it the fastest growing team sport. Forecasts suggest that by 2028, our local domestic teams will double in numbers based on state and national trends, requiring the 5 additional courts committed to in 2024. South Adelaide operates in 22 venues with 31 courts across multiple council jurisdictions. In 2015, our basketball club spent $148,000 on court hire. 2024, this figure has soared to over 465,000. Over the 5 years, we've spent 1.4 million on court hire, the most of these funds leaving our local community. In 2018, a multi-court stadium was constructed in Mount Barker for 10.5 million, a figure that is out of reach today. The longer we delay, the harder it becomes to realise a purpose-built facility capable of meeting the needs of both the club and the community. This isn't just about numbers, it's about people, everyday families, athletes and residents who simply want the opportunity to enjoy their chosen sport in their local area. Relocating this project to another location does not provide a viable solution. Building up the hill would place us near a neighbouring club, alienate our members and raise concerns about unstable ground. Without commitment, the consequences are clear. Junior basketballers will be forced to choose other sports or stop participating altogether. It is a misconception to assume that those who prefer to play locally will naturally gravitate towards our competitor clubs. The club's domestic program, a vital entry point for young players, offers affordable local opportunities for families, juggling tight budgets and busy schedules. If we fail to act, we risk losing future athletes and the heart of what makes this program impactful. Investing in a five-court facility is crucial for ensuring that affordable and accessible sport opportunities continue to be a cornerstone of our thriving community. This expansion aligns with the City of Marion's strategic goals for community engagement, economic benefits and sports accessibility. Let's not allow this opportunity to slip away. The decision you make today will shape the legacy we leave for generations to come. We have a chance to create something truly transformative, a facility that brings people together. Make the bold choice to commit, to lead, and to invest in the well-being of our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Dream. So thank you for that, and you've left a little time for questions. Do any councillors have questions of June McKenzie while she's here? I've got one to kick off with. There's a mention in the document of 31 different courts being used for training, etc. at present, only seven of which are in the City of Marion. But geographically, how far do they extend to?
In terms of playing games, we use the Morfitt Vale Stadium, we use Ranella College, is further south that we go. Training-wise, we go as far as we've got training at Hullet Cove. We have some down at Glenelg, and city-wise, we don't go that close. We more go south of the city.
All right, thank you. If there aren't any other questions, I'll simply thank you, and you can return to the gallery there at the back, and we'll press on. Now, it happens that the next items on the agenda all involve confidential matters. So, first of all, I'll just see, would any of the councillors like to move the confidentiality reports on block in relation to the Tonsley Land, Marion Basketball, the implementation guide, the Commonwealth Home Support Program, and the one we just moved, Plimpton and Pool Options. Moved Councillor Naismith, seconded Councillor Telfer. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. So I have to say to all of the club members and members of the public that under the Local Government Act, Council has the ability to close the meeting for various reasons, and there are several items there which involve the cost of projects. So I'm just explaining the rationale more than I normally would, but you can imagine we don't want to put figures that we think are the cost of projects out in the public arena before a tender is undertaken, because that then gives the benchmark for people to go around that mark when they might have otherwise come in at a cheaper price. So it's commercially necessary that we keep those discussions confidential. And at the end of these items, including the basketball stadium proposal, we then discuss how much of that we can release in terms of the report and the minutes and so on. So one way or another, you will be kept informed, initially through the President, June McKenzie, and she'll no doubt convey the news to the rest of the club. So I thank you all for attending and supporting your club, but we are now about to move into those confidential matters, so I'd ask you to quietly make your way out and have a good evening.